You are a champion. We are the champions of the world. Woo! Haha. How do you become a world champion? How do you become the champion of your life? How do you have a great life every single day? And here's what I think the answer is not. Put in 50% effort. Do just enough to get by. Do just enough to get a paycheck. Do just enough to have enough clients. Do just enough to keep your relationship on track. It just sounds yuck, doesn't it? I'm going to do just enough to get by. I have an international fitness business college. A lot of people do just enough to finish the knowledge check to get the bit of paper. But life is going to sort you out if you act like that, won't it? If you do just enough to pass the test. Now, at Max, we don't have tests. But a lot of people at school, at university, in their education process, it's all about, well, what do I have to do to just pass, to just get the bit of paper? But when you're out in the real world, when you're diagnosing people as a doctor, when you're helping people with their legal challenges, if you're building a home, if you are an exercise professional, do your clients deserve more than just enough? Oh, my exercise professional did just enough to pass the test. They didn't learn anything. They just got the right answer so they could get the quiz right or the knowledge check right or the assessment assignment right, and that's what we call them here at Max. But if you do an exam, and this is the thing I can never understand about examination, and that's why I hate the word, but if you do an exam, most exams are, you get a pass mark, it might be as low as 50, but it could be 60, 70, 80, 90. If you don't get that mark, you don't pass. Well, here's the challenge. If I was going to, for example, a brain surgeon or a heart surgeon, and they were going to operate on my brain, on my heart, I would like to know that they have done more than 90 out of 100 for the test. I would like to think that they didn't do just enough to pass the test. I would like 100%. So that's why here at Max, when you do a knowledge check, and that's all it is, you need to check your knowledge, I need to check your knowledge, but more importantly, your clients have the right to know that you have the knowledge. And how would you check it if you didn't test it? That's how we know how fit we are, how strong we are, how our finances are going, how our relationships are going. You've got to put it a bit under test. My husband's about to go to Russia to fight in a world championship for Taekwondo. Your relationship goes really well when your partner's away because you're testing whether or not the relationship works well while your partner's away. Pressure and testing and challenges are the things that make us tougher, stronger, and wiser. So if you're doing just enough to pass the test, do you deserve more? Do your customers and clients deserve more? And if we have a whole world of people that do just enough, and I just hate that, and I'll use exercise now as an example. When I'm in this room, which is punch, kick, lift, get really puffed, it's always about 100% effort. I want to get 100% result from my exercise program, so I don't put in 90%. I keep lifting until I can't lift anymore, my body won't do another one. I go as hard as I possibly can on the cross trainer, when I'm punching, when I'm kicking, when I'm sprinting on the treadmill. I go as hard as I possibly can until I can't breathe anymore, 100% effort, then I get my breath back and go again. And the reason for that is I don't want to be just fit enough or just strong enough or have an average life. Average is one of my least favorite words simply because average is somewhere between the worst and the best. And I don't want to be the worst, and I also don't want to be the best, because if you think you're the best, if you think you are your fittest, your strongest, your smartest, your wisest, your healthiest, how can you get any better? That's why I like the word better. So average is somewhere between worst and wanting to get better. This thing in the middle here is bloody ugly for me. Now, everybody chooses to live their life the way that they want to. My question is always this: if you put in just enough to get by, if you put in a 50% effort, surely you're going to get a 50% result. If you put in 100% effort, is it possible that you'll get 100% more chance of getting 100% result? Now, it doesn't mean that you will. Some people put in 100% effort with their sprinting or their exercise, and it's not enough to get them into a world championship team, or it's not enough to get them to win. But here's another great thing. If I put in 100% effort, and I'll use Cayman as an example, my gorgeous husband who's going to Russia to fight in the World Cup, he goes fully prepared, 100% prepared, 100% fit, 100% strong, 100% in shape. So if he gets beaten, there's no challenge there because he put in everything he possibly could. And if he gets beaten, the person that beat him was better than him and he loves that. So he says, okay, I lost this one. What can I learn from it? Because that guy was better than me. I love the experience. But if he goes to a world championship and he's put in a 50% training effort and he goes there 50% fit and 50% strong, first of all, how could he possibly be 100% mentally prepared? He's going into the ring knowing that he didn't put in the effort to win. So even if you do win, and this is one of the reasons why I really don't like team sports, if I put in 100% effort and I didn't win, then I take the responsibility that it was something that I need to get better at. But if I put in 100% effort and the rest of the team puts in 50 and we lose, I hate that. But here's what I also hate. If I didn't put in 100% effort, which is never going to happen because that's not who I am, but let's just say I didn't, and the rest of the team had to pick up my slack, and or I put in 100% effort and we still won the game, what's the pleasure in that? What's the pleasure in winning if you know that you could have played harder, run faster, kicked further, done better, been fitter, stronger, healthier, tougher, wiser? So all I'm suggesting, asking, and it doesn't matter what you do, you're an adult, you can do whatever you bloody well want. But our kids, how will our kids know that if they want to have a successful, happy, satisfying life, that they have to put in 100% effort? If they are surrounded by people that are average, people that put in half an effort, people that do just enough to get by, people that do just enough to pass the test, how will our kids ever know that they could have a better life? Now, we can't have less, well, we can have less than an average life. We certainly can't have a great life if we aim for average. If you'll get what you aim for. So if you're aiming to pass the test and the pass mark is 60 and you get 60, expect to live a life at 60% of your best. It sounds incredibly harsh, but I want our future adults to know that there are people in the world who do put in 100% effort into everything that they do, and that life is better for those people. That's why I love being in this room, because this room, the walls in this room are filled with people that put in 100% into everything that they do. And they are world champions, multiple world champions. They're brilliant at what they do. Singers, artists, business people, sports people who put in 100% effort every single time. And they will tell you that if they don't put in 100% effort, they don't want to win. And if they don't put in 100% effort, they don't deserve to be a champion. And what an interesting headspace that is. So if you want to live your life to the max, how about put in max effort? Maximum is 100%. And just as a side note, if you hear somebody say, I put in 110% effort and nobody noticed, you can't put in 110, can you? If you put in 110% air pressure into a tire, bike, tractor, car, truck, the tire will explode. It can take 100% of what it needs, and after that it doesn't need any more. Humans are the same. We put in 100% every single time. If you put in 110, it means you've had to take 10 from somewhere else. If you put in 110 and you're on a team, it means that somebody else put in 90. Is it possible that if we all put in our full 100% effort every single time, that we'll feel better, we'll look better, we've got every chance of being healthier, wealthier, wiser? And the four things I always talk about, if you want to be healthy, fit and strong, if you want to have a career or business that you love, if you want to be financially free and you want to have great relationships, why would you put in just enough to get by? Why would you want to be average? How about we put in 100% so you can live your life to the max and be champion? Woo-hoo-hoo! Super-duper-doo! How are you living my life to